This is live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Alex Stone.
President Trump about to speak at the White House in the room to talk about privatizing air traffic control. But it'll be his first public appearance since the weekend attacks in London. Right now, Vice President Pence is speaking to the crowd in the room at the White House. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House right now. And Karen, he's due to talk about privatizing air traffic control, something he's wanted to do. It will be the first time we've heard from him since the weekend attacks.
The White House says that there is broad support in Washington for privatizing air traffic control, taking it out of the oversight of the Federal Aviation Administration and putting it in the hands
of the United States
private organization. And they say this is not going to cost the taxpayers any money, but it will streamline things, make things more efficient and technologically sound. The president is supposed to be talking about infrastructure this week, Alex. This is a big push by the White House to get the focus on some type of policy agenda, which has, of course, eluded them over the past couple of weeks. This is the first piece of that puzzle. The president later this week will also be calling on Congress to give him nearly $1 trillion to repair the nation's infrastructure, roads and bridges.
The president walking up to the podium right now. A number of dignitaries in the crowd, including members of the airline industry. It looks like a captain from an airline standing in the crowd. Also, we've seen Senator Ted Cruz, among others, who are cheering for the president.
Thank you very much.
A round of applause. Let's listen in.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate everything, and I appreciate you being here. But I especially want to thank Secretary Elaine Chao, Leader Kevin McCarthy. Thank you, Kevin. Chairman Bill Schuster. Thank you very much, Bill. And all the members of Congress, we have many of them here today, for joining us as we prepare to enter a great new era in American aviation. It's about time, too, I can tell you. But before discussing our plans to modernize air travel, I want to provide an update on our efforts to fix and modernize vital services for our veterans, our great, great veterans, who we all love. For decades, the federal government has struggled to accomplish something that should be very, very simple, seamlessly transferring a veteran's medical records from the Defense Department to the veterans' groups and to the VA. In recent years, it has taken not just days or weeks, but many months for the records to follow the veteran. This has caused massive problems for our veterans. I'm very proud to say that we are finally taking steps to solve this situation once and for all. Secretary Shulkin announced this morning that the VA will announce and modernize its medical records to use the same system as the Department of Defense. No more complications. The records will now be able to follow the veteran when they leave service, meaning faster, better, and far better quality care. Thank you. This is one of the biggest wins for our veterans in decades, and I congratulate Secretary Shulkin for making this very, very important decision. Thank you, Secretary. Appreciate it. I appreciate it. He's done a great job. Stand up, Secretary. Where's Secretary Shulkin? What a great job. Thank you. Of course, there is still much work to do, but for today's action, it shows the determined leadership and what it can accomplish. Great reform. So again, to David Shulkin, thank you to all of our veterans who have served this nation. A very, very special thank you. This is truly wonderful, really monumental reform. So important for our veterans, but it's just the beginning. We're here today to discuss another issue that has gone unsolved for far too long. For too many years, our country has tolerated unacceptable delays at the airport, long wait times on the tarmac, and a slowing of commerce and travel that costs us billions and billions of dollars in lost hours and lost dollars themselves. Today we're proposing to take American air travel into the future, finally. Finally, right? Finally. It's a long time. We're proposing reduced wait times, increased route efficiency, and far fewer delays. Our plan will get you where you need to go more quickly, more reliably, more affordably, and yes, for the first time in a long time, on time. We will launch this air travel revolution by modernizing the outdated system of air traffic control. It's about time. For the first time in a long time, on time, we will launch this air travel revolution by modernizing the outdated system of air traffic control. It's about time. Since the early days of commercial air service, the federal government has owned and operated the United States air traffic control system. Yet, more than a half a century later, the government is still using much of the exact. At a time when every passenger has GPS technology in their pockets, our air traffic control system still runs on radar and ground-based radio systems that they don't even make anymore. They can't even fix anymore. And many controllers must use slips of paper to track our thousands and thousands of planes that are up in the air. Our air traffic control system was designed when roughly 100,000 people flew at our airports each year. We are now approaching nearly 1 billion passengers annually. The current system cannot keep up, hasn't been able to keep up for many years. It causes flight delays and crippling inefficiencies, costing our economy as much as $25 billion a year in economic output. We live in a modern age, yet our air traffic control system is stuck painfully in the past. The FAA has been trying to upgrade our nation's air traffic control system for a long period of years. But after billions and billions of tax dollars spent and the many years of delays, we're still stuck with an ancient, broken, antiquated. That's quite good. The previous administration spent over $7 billion trying to upgrade the system and totally failed. Honestly, they didn't know what the hell they were doing. A total waste of money. $7 billion plus. It's time to join the future. That is why I'm proposing new principles to Congress for air traffic control reform, making flights quicker, safer, and more reliable. Crucially, these reforms are supported by air traffic controllers themselves. And we have people that don't even call them in the past, but now we call them. I'm also proud to be joined today by passenger advocates, pilot unions, and leaders of airlines and cargo companies who strongly support our new framework and our bidding process. And we're bidding, ideally, to one great company. There'll be many bids, but one great company that can piece it all together. Not many companies all over the United States, like in the past, when they came time to piece it together, it didn't work. They were all different systems. We threw away billions and billions of dollars. I am very grateful that every former FAA chief and chief operating officers and three former transportation secretaries, Jim Burnley, Elizabeth Dole, and Mary Peters, stand with us today. Thank you. This is an incredible coalition for change all over the room. It's a coalition for change, the leaders of the industry. At its core, our new plan will dramatically improve America's air traffic control system by turning it over to a self-financing nonprofit organization. This new entity will not need taxpayer money, which is very shocking when people hear that. They don't hear that too often. Under this new plan, the Federal Aviation Administration will focus firmly on what it does best, safety. A separate nonprofit entity would be charged with ensuring route efficiency, timely service, and a long-awaited reduction in delays. Our plan will also maintain support for rural communities and small airports, including air finance, great people. And very importantly, air traffic controllers will highly valued. These are highly valued people. These are amazing people that know this system so well. And under our plan, they will have more financial security, professional opportunity, and far superior equipment, the best equipment anywhere in the world. There'll never be anything like what we're doing. And other systems are very good. I won't tell you the names of the country, but we have studied numerous countries, one in particular. They have a very, very good system. Ours is going to top it by a lot. Our incredible air traffic controllers keep us safe every day, even though they are forced to use this badly outdated system. That is why we want to give them access to capital markets and investors so they can obtain the best, newest, and safest technology available. And by the way, the new travel, a future where 20% of a ticket price doesn't go to the government, and where you don't have to sit on a tarmac or circle for hours and hours over an airport, which is very dangerous also before you land. Dozens of countries have already made similar changes with terrific results, and we're going to top them actually by a long shot. Canada, as an example, modernized their air traffic control through a non-government organization about 20 years ago, and they have cut costs significantly, adopted cutting-edge technology, and handled 50% more traffic, and actually far more than that on a relative basis compared to us. A modern air traffic control system will make life better for all Americans who travel, ship, or fly. It will reduce cost and increase convenience for every American consumer. And these new efficiencies will produce a huge economic boost for the country and for the 1 in 14 American jobs that aviation supports. Today, we are taking the first important step to clearing the runway for more jobs, lower prices, and much, much, much better transportation. America is the nation that pioneered air travel. And with these reforms, we can once again lead the way far into the future. Our nation will move faster, fly higher, and soar proudly toward the. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
President Trump addressing a room full of people at the White House, talking about veterans and that he wants to update the air traffic control system. Two different topics there. Wants to privatize air traffic control to increase efficiency. Number of airline reps in the room, pilots among them. You're listening to live coverage from ABC News. ABC's Karen Travers live at the White House now. And Karen, this is the president's plan, but it has a long way to go, right?
It does. There's a bill that has been put forward in the House by Republicans, and there's support for that. Democrats, though, are expected to put up a significant fight. Today, briefed reporters and said that they believe that having a Republican in the White House and Republicans controlling Capitol Hill, they think they can move forward on this. And Alex, I just think to note for the listeners right now, the optics of this event are incredible. The president is seated at a desk. He has something in front of him, a briefing book, a binder. Looks like he's about to sign it. And he's surrounded by former secretaries of transportation, the current secretary of transportation, FAA administrators, those involved in this industry that support this measure. He's not signing a bill, though, but it certainly looks like he is. And this is all part of the White House push this week to have the president aggressively talking about infrastructure. They have had a lot of issues recently of gaining control of a narrative, the stories about the Russia investigation, the testimony this week from Jim Comey on Capitol Hill. That's getting the headlines in Washington. So this is the White House trying to set the agenda, set the narrative. And, you know, there's nothing the president likes more than signing things and handing out pens, but there's a lot still to be done before any of this is actually finalized with regards to air traffic control.
And that's exactly what he's doing right now, signing things and handing out the pen, sitting at that desk like he would if he were signing a bill. Thank you very much. The president saying privatizing air traffic control will make things safer and smoother for airline passengers. I'm Alex Stone. You've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
ABC News honored winner for the third television and radio. ABC News, America's number one news choice.